We are up to Perek Samach Gimel. We are up to Pasik Yud Zayin. Lama, we are middle of the prayer. This, all of these psukim are part of Tefillah of Yeshaya. Yeshaya says, Yeshaya's Tefillah begins with the word Azkir, which begins, where does the Tefillah begin? It's a long Tefillah. But I can't find being with the tefila. What happened to the pasuk? Chaste Hashem ask. The tefila begins pasuk Zayin. Okay, so we are in the middle of Yeshaya's tefila. It's a prayer. Rashi later on, the very end of the tefila, Perek Samach Gimel. We are up to pasuk Yud Zayin. We are in the middle of the tefila of Yeshaya. I'll show you at the end. Pasuk Yud Zayin. When we get to the end of the tefillah, I'll show you the Rashi. Rashi says that everything here is called a tefillah from Yeshaya. So Pasuk Yitzayin says, Pasuk Yitzayin says, Lama sas'enu Hashem mid rochech. Why have you caused us to stray? It's a very powerful statement. Yeshaya here is kaviyachol, blaming Hashem. I'm saying the reason why we have strayed from the Derech HaYashar, and have ignored Hashem and committed averos. So going back to the Hashem. Evil genius theory, look at Rashi. But there we say totino means we have strayed. We blame ourselves.
Right, but I'm saying it's the same.
Same word. The same word. But he. Yes, yes, yes. So it's hard to understand how Yeshaya can say this, but look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Lama taseinu ki biyotcha." It's in your hand, Hashem. It's within your power, lohasir yetzahara, to remove from us the yetzahara. K'moshe nemar ki chaim biyat hayotze. That's going to be later on in the pasuk. That's going to be k'chaim biyat hayotze. But we're going to have that over here also as well. The few pasukim later on, the oimer, and there's another pasuk in Yecheskel that says v'hasirosi. Ultimately, imosam sheikh Hashem will remove a slave or even mikirbechem. Hashem will remove the heart of stone from within you. So we do see here such a concept where Hakadosh Baruch Hu is being blamed for not taking away from us. Well, actually, blamed. Again, it's hard to understand what it means, but the literal translation is lama sasenu. Why have you caused us to stray from your path? Let's look.
It's not a direct blame.
Indirect. Okay. Okay. You're not saying directly Hashem, but you Hashem have created the Yetzer, or you have given it to us, and you did not take it away. So therefore, what do you expect from us?
Yetzer is Hashem's agent.
Yeah. Okay.
Taking Hashem to care.
For not removing the Yetzar. Look at the Mitzudos.
Israel deferring the blame. They're projecting the blame on Hashem.
It's figurative.
Don't blame Yeshua.
Well, if this was the time of Yeshayahu that he's speaking of,
yes.
Later on, the Anshe Knesset HaGedola did in fact banish part of the Yetzar Hara. So, maybe at that time, because they felt it was overwhelming.
Yes, interesting. So Rebbechol is bringing up a good point that at a later point in time, at the time of the Bayesheni, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola did in fact destroy or banish the Yetzirah. So you want to suggest that over here he's referring to that period of time. Yeshaya is a prophet. He's referring to the future, and he's referring to specifically the point in time in the future when the Anshei Knesset HaGedola will reach that conclusion that the Yetzirah is overwhelming and they will have no choice but to banish the Yetzirah. Okay. Lama sasenu Hashem mid roche. Look at the mitzvah. The mitzvah says about the same thing, but he has a few more words which elaborate, which give a little bit more of a understanding. Lama tasenu rotzo loymar ba'avur shalva sumos. Due to the peace, the tranquility of the nations of the world, the oirech hagolus and the length of the galus. Klal Yisrael, there are two different ideas. It's very, very interesting what the mitzvah is saying. Klal Yisrael, we look around. And what do we see? We see that we suffer and the nations of the world prosper. I mean, today in America, Baruch Hashem, we're doing pretty good, relatively speaking. But throughout history, Klal Yisrael really had a lot of tzaras, just note of what we went through in history. And the nations of the world don't suffer with us. They're doing well. They have prosperity. They have peace, tranquility. So we say, look, they're doing well, and we're suffering. Number two, the Orich HaGolos. How long is this going to go on for?
Because things are so great in Shalva and the nation, it's a self-imposed goalless. In other words, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael.
Well, that's part of the vicious cycle.
Advantage of the goalless in a positive sense.
Not necessarily. That may be true today. That may be true today in modern America, the last hundred years. But no, go back to even go back 100 years in Europe wasn't so pleasant. There were always pogroms and tsars. You go through the last 1,000 years. It's just one tsar after another, one expulsion after another, and there's no end to it. So, but so what?
He's had at least somewhere to go.
I mean, not so simple. I mean, we went by choice, by we were forced. It wasn't pleasant. But the point the Mitzudas here is making is that Klal Yisrael throughout the ages, they look around and they make two observations. Number one, there is no end in sight. Orech HaGolos. That is depressing. That causes despair. That results in coming to the conclusion that why bother? Why bother being observant and being good when we're not going anywhere? Number two, the Jew suffers. The Jew is in the bottom of the social ladder, the social status, the lowest social status. So why bother being observant when observance just leads to more suffering? Two different themes. The Mitzvahs must be seen from experience. Number two, the Oirech HaGolos. Doesn't say that in Rashi. Rashi just says because the Yetzirah is in with Rashi is more general. The Yetzirah is within your hands, Hashem, and you have chosen to let it reign free among us. So what do you expect? Memela, we sin. The Mitzvahs is saying something more detailed. What do you mean the Yetzirah is roaming free? It's because look at Golus. Golus is very long. It's not coming to an end. And we are the nations of the world are successful, and we suffer. So Anu Toyim Miyiroscha. So what do you expect, Hashem? We stray from fearing you. Uchilu Ata you, Hashem, Maaseh Oisanu. You cause us to stray. The Mitzvah is explicit as you can possibly get.
Uchilu, as if.
Uchilu, yeah.
It's not direct.
That okay. Uchilu ata mate oisan, you cause us to stray. Okay, Hashem midrechecha, from your ways. Okay, now we come to the next word, which is not so easy. Takshiach. Okay, takshiach is an unusual word. What does it mean takshiach? So look at the Mitzudos Sion. Takshiach. I don't think this word appears anywhere else. So maybe no dos. Does it appear in Iov? Hi mila murkeves. It is a composite. Two words. Min koshe umin sach. Koshe means difficult. Umin sach. Sach. I'm not sure what sach means. To speak. To speak.
Sicha.
Sicha. Rotzalayma. What?
That's with the.
But let's see.
The sin of samach. So what does it mean with the samach? What's the samach? I'm not sure. I don't know. Tikshe v'sosiach libeinu. I'm not sure what siach means. You cause to be hardened. V'sosiach libeinu. I don't know what siach means. I don't know. What?
The
Suda
says.
Pesach, the mouth, Pesach, the mouth speaks. So what does it mean in this context? I'm reading the Mitzudas. Okay, we'll come to that in a moment. But that's kosher. That's from the first word. That's from the word of kosher. The kuf and the Mitzudas Tzion says, this is a very unusual word. There are two words combined together in this single word. The kuf and the shin is kosher. That's what the Mitzudas David also says, Hiksha libeinu, hardened. Hiksha libeinu. Hiksha libeinu, it's the same person. The Mitzudas David and the Mitzudas Sion are the same person. It's the same person. And he broke up his parish into two parts. He broke up the literal translation of the word. What?
Here in the Mitzudas Sion, he's bothered by the ches.
right?
Right.
I know that's what's difficult. That's what I'm coming to point out. I don't know what this means exactly, but basically there is this, it's an unusual word. Takshiach on the one hand comes from koshet, harden. Soch also means, does he say, to speak? So maybe it's like the Yetzirah is speaking to us and hardening our hearts and telling us not to observe, to obey Hashem. Look at the Mitzvah in Rotzalam. Tikshe, harden. The sosiach, to turn astray. I think over here what it means is to turn astray, because siach means to speak, and it means speaking means to
persuade
in a negative way. So it's persuading us to turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to turn away libeinu, to turn away our hearts. And he brings a pasuk, similar pasuk in Iyov. Now let's go to the mitzvah. That's David, pasuk Yod Zayin, takshiach libeinu ba'avur zeh. Due to this, due to the fact that we have a long galus and we suffer, whereas the nations of the world prosper. Ba'avur zeh hiksha libeinu, our hearts have become hard. V'sosam min hayira, and we have turned away. V'sosam, I think v'sosam here is coming to explain the broader meaning of the word siach, soch. Sosa means to close. We've been closed up. We have shut ourselves away. We have shut ourselves away. Min hayira, uchilu miyot chaba. And he's repeating what he said in the previous part of the pasuk. And Yeshaya here, Kav Yochel, is coming to blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you expect from us? It's only, this is what happens when we find ourselves in this very difficult situation. Hu kafal inyan b'milim shaynais or b'mash amah. Okay, let's go back to the beginning of the pasuk one more time. So lama, back to Yitzayin, lama sas enu Hashem mid rochech. Why have you caused us to stray from your ways? Tak shiach libeinu miyirascha. Have you caused our hearts? Shalom aleichem. Welcome back. Takshiach libeinu miyirascha. You have caused our hearts to become hard from your fear. Shuv. Now here, Yeshaya, again, this is a prayer. Everything of this, of these psukim are a prayer. Here, Yeshaya begs Hashem, like we had in the previous psukim, habet mishamayim ure'e. Here is another expression of prayer. Shuv. Leman avodecha, shiftei nacha losecha, return Hashem, for the sake of your servants, for the sake of the tribes of your inheritance, a poetic expression referring to Klal Yisrael. Let's look at the Mitzudos, so see what he says here. Shuv shluchein, shuvelenu lahashros shchenosu b'neinu, kimeyoz vim ein bonu masim asil leman avodecha, and if we do not have good deeds, then do it on behalf of our forefathers. Ah, leman, your servants, heim, who are the surfer of forefather, who are the servants? Heim ho'ovois, these are the Avos, Uleman Hashvatim, the Yud Bei Shvatim, Asher Hinchalto Lucha Lenachla, which you have given over Klal Yisrael as inheritance. Okay, Pasuk Yudches, Hayinu Meolam Loi, Pasuk Yudches, I'm sorry, Pasuk Yudches, Lamitzar Yorshu Am Kodshecha. It's very interesting. Lamitzar means for short, means small, a small amount. And here it means a small amount of time. In the big picture of history, Klal Yisrael only enjoyed Eretz Yisrael and the Beis HaMikdash and the Ashuras HaShchina for a short amount of time. Now you'll say, why wasn't so short? It was 410 years of the Bayis Sheni, 420 years of the Bayis Sheni. We have to understand, it wasn't all so pleasant. Even during the time of the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, there were plenty of tzaris and plenty of threats and Avodah Zarah and civil wars, and the list goes on and on. The time of peace and tranquility that Klal Yisrael enjoyed in our history is very, very small relative to the tzaras, relative to the hardships and galus. We're in galus now for 1,946 years. That's complete galus. And then talk about the 70 years in between the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, and then talk about even all the hardships that we've said that happened even during the time of the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So La Mitzar, here the Yeshaya says, for a very short amount of time, Yarshu Am Kodshecha, your holy nation have inherited the land. But relative to this short period of time, Tzoreinu, our enemies, Bosesu Mikdashecha, for a long period of time, that's implied, it's not in Pasuk itself, that's implied in from the Wila Mitzar, have plundered. Bosesu means to plunder Mikdashecha, your holy base HaMikdash, we have suffered very much. Look at the Rashi. Rashi Yitches Mitzar, Yoshu Am Koshecha, Gidulosam V'Yerushasam Zman Muat Ha'Yisalohem. The greatness and the inheritance of the Jewish people for their land was, relatively speaking, a very small amount of time. But relative to that, the nations of the world have plundered us a very long amount of time. Pasuk Yates, Hayinu, to plunder, to trample upon, to crush, to destroy. Yud Tes, Hayinu Me Oilam. We were the ones who were me'olam. Now, what does that mean? Let's see over here, Rashi. This is a little bit difficult, this expression. Hayinu ata now, koas, the anger, asher loy bocharta limshol ba me'olam, ki'ilu loy nikra shimcha alehem. It's as if Hayinu me'olam loy mashalta bam. It's an expression, according to Rashi, that the situation that we find ourselves in today gives the appearance to an outsider as if we were never the chosen nation. It's a very powerful pasuk, and it's so true today. Today, the nations of the world, they look at the Jewish people and they deny, they rewrite history. They say, Israel, what right do you have to the land? How dare you occupy the land of the Palestinians? You have no claim to this land. Yerushalayim is yours. It was never yours. There was never Beis HaMikdash. There was never anything. And they do everything in their power to rewrite history and to know that we exist. Why do they have the chutzpah to do this? It's because we find ourselves today in such a lowly state. We find ourselves in such great difficulty. The culmination of all the tsars of Galus, it allows them to allows the nation of the world to fool themselves into giving legitimacy in this approach to telling us, Hayinu me'olam lo mashalta bam. It's as if that it never happened that Hashem ruled upon the Jewish people, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had anything to do with the Jewish people. Loy nikra shimcha aleihem. You have to take the word Hayinu. It's as if, take the word Hayinu and repeat it again, as we've done so many times. It's Hayinu. It's as if Loy nikra shimcha aleihem. It's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu never set his name upon the Jewish people as being the Am HaNifchar, the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what gives the nations of the world the excuse to do all of these horrible things and rewrite history. Lu Karato Shemaim. So Yeshayah says, Hashem, look at the hypocrisy. Lu Karato Shemaim Yeradita. Did you ever rip open the heavens and come down on their behalf? Never. What is the truth? He's coming to say, that's not true. It's sheker. What they say is kulo sheker. Did you ever split open the heavens and descend and come down and give Torah to the nations of the world? Of course not. The only one that you have come down and you have rested your shechin upon is Klal Yisrael. Miponecha. In their presence, Harim Nazolu, before them, did mountains melt in your presence? So let's see the Mitzvahs first, and we'll come back and we'll see the Rashi, because it's complex how this Pasuk is putting together this theme. Pasuk Yites. Hayinu me'olam, haloi me'olam, hayinu anachnu am mem shaltecha. So Mitzvah is a little bit different than Rashi, but it's the same base, basically the same idea. The truth is, we have always been the chosen nation. Haloi me'olam, from time immemorial, Hayinu anachnu am mem shalta. We have always been the nation of your kingdom. V'loi moshalta b'ho'akom, and you have never ruled over the nations of the world. V'choizim b'farish, the pasuk continues to repeat itself. Lo hoya shimcha nikra aleihem. Your name was now. See, Mitzudas is learning the pasuk very different than Rashi. It's over here. Over here, the Mitzudas is translating the pasuk as a rejection of the nations of the world. Not like I told you in Rashi. We'll come back to Rashi in a few moments. But let's learn this fresh. Hashem is saying, "Hayinu me'olam hayinu." One more time. You test. Halo me'olam hayinu anachnu amem shaltecha. It is us. Hayinu me'olam kama. That's according to Rashi. You have to put a comma after the word me'olam. We have been your chosen nation, me'olam, from time immemorial. Period. Next statement. Loy moshalta bam. You never ruled over the nations of the world. Period. Next. Lo nikra shimcha aleihem. You never put your name upon the nations of the world. Back to the Mitzvot. Lo mufarish lo ha yashimcha nikra aleihem kama shol yinikra aleinu li yikari elokei Yisrael. Next words. In the Mitzvot. Lu karato shamayim haim lima'anam, for their sake, karato ha'ashram, did you ever go and split up in the heavens? Liyos niftach, that the heavens should be opened, the yoradita ala aretz, to come down on the earth, velase satorah, to give Torah, leharit, to terrify, harm the mountains, ulacharidam, and to cause them to shake, lios hazeya, so the mountains would drip with sweat, zeya sweat, mitaftef mehem, will drip from the mountains, migodil hacharad, due to the enormous terror, kimoy like, sheyoradita, as just like you came down, lemanenu, for our sake, lose slonu hatorah, to give us the Torah. Luchayim, therefore, Ata, now therefore, the Mitzvot concludes, therefore, since we are the chosen nation, and they are not, therefore, this part of my prayer, therefore, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do for us like what you've done for us in the past, and redeem us, and have mercy upon us, and bring the Gula Shlema. Okay, so that is the interpretation according to the Mitzvot. Let's review before we go to the Rashi, has a whole interpretation. Hayinu me'olam kama, we have always been your chosen nation, period. Lo'y mashal tobam, but the nation of the world are not. You never ruled upon them. Period. Loi nikra shimcho aleihem. You never put your name upon them. Period. Lu karata shemayim yaradata. Did you ever go and split open the heavens and come down? Miponecha harim nozolu. Did the mountains ever melt due to your presence when you came down to the world to give them some gift? Never. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't show them mercy. Don't allow them to continue to prosper in our galus. Return b'machzer the atara liyoshna, return the crown to it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael should be elevated to the greatest nation in the world and become an Orla Amen. Okay, now let's go back and do Rashi. Rashi is the approach I told you in the beginning, which is a very different approach, which is very, very deep. Hayinu Ata, now, Pasuk Yutes and Rashi, Kas Asher Ata Kas. Now you have gotten angry. Not no wait. Asher Loi.
No, that's not.
No, Ka'am, not Kas. I'm sorry, it's a meme. I wasn't looking carefully. Ka'am, Ata, Ka'am, Ata now. Ka'am. Mem, not a samach. Let's look. Asher loy bocharto limshol bomei oylam uchilu loy nikra shimcho aleihem lu karata shemayim biyata lihatzileinu ato halvai. You should repeat what you've done in the past. Lu karata shemayim biyata lihatzileinu ato kasher yirata lihatzilim yad mitzrayim oz then miponecha hodim nozolu bereses v'zeya. So let's translate it outside, and I'll try to read it back inside. So the according to Rashi, as I explained to you in the beginning, Yishai is complaining that the situation we find ourselves in today is so desperate and so horrible, it's as if you never ruled upon the Jewish nation. So we don't put a comma after the word me'olam, but we continue, hayinu me'olam lo mashal tobam. It's as if you never ruled upon this nation. Next, we take the word hayinu, we repeat it. Hayinu lo nikra shimcha aleihem. It's as if your name was never called upon them, aleihem, referring over here to the Jewish people. And when it says in the beginning of the pasuk, bam, it's the Jewish people. And then the end of the pasuk, according to Yeshaya, is a bakosha, is a tefillah. Lo, please, Hashem, if only once again, korato shamayim yoradita, if only once again you will open up the heavens and come down and bestow your holy presence, the Shechina, just like yoradita, you came down upon Har Sinai and brought the Shechina down to Klal Yisrael in the past, and at that time, miponecha horim nazolu, at that point in time in the past, in front of you, when your presence was revealed on Har Sinai, the mountains melted due to the terror, the pachad, the yiras harayimus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An entirely different approach to the pasuk that we find ourselves in a very desperate situation today, where the nation of the world, they look at us and they say, such a nation that's so low, it could never have possibly been that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rested His presence upon them, that they were the chosen nation, and Hashem put His name upon them, and therefore Yeshayahu says, this situation cannot go on. Halavai Hashem, you should once again open up the heavens, bring down the Shekhinah for your nation, Klal Yisrael, and bestow upon them the Shekhinah and Bracha. Yeah.
So he, according to Rashi, is asking for open revelation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Open,
yes,
only
very, 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 very strange, because you don't find that. You don't really find it anywhere. Luke, that's what it says. Rashi, Luke Karatash, if only you will open up the heaven, the Aradata, and you will come down lehatzilenu ata, to save us now, kaasher yarad lehatzil miyad mitzrayim, as you've done in the past. Incredible. So Yeshayahu is asking Hashem to repeat the nisim and the flows that were done for Klal Yisrael, the Gilui Shechin that was done for Klal Yisrael at the time of Matan Torah. It's a very, very powerful book. Okay, let's go further. Now, Samach Dal, Perek Samach Dal, Samach Dal, Rav Schwab says, is not a new break. There is no reason in the world why there should be a new Perek break over here. We are in the middle of the Tefillah. We are continuing the tefillah of Yeshayah. It is no samach. There is no pay. There's not a parsha break. There's in a Tanakh, the psukim continue to flow. It's all part of the tefillah. The tefillah first ends at the very end of Perek Samach Dalet. So there really is no need, no reason why there should be here. There's another example of where the printers took it upon themselves to make separations which are not necessarily in line with Chazal. He's continuing the tefillah. Kikdoyach Eish Hamasim. Hashem is saying to Yeshayahu, saying to Hashem, Hashem, the time has come when you should punish the nations, and you should punish them with fire. Kikdoyach means to burn with Eish, with fire. Hamasim, fire melts. Masim means to melt. We're talking about a very powerful fire which will not just char a piece of wood, but the intensity should be so great it will cause the object to be completely destroyed to nothing, as if something melts. Something melts, it completely disappears.
Ekdach is a rifle.
Ekdach in modern Hebrew,
yeah,
is a rifle.
So you fire.
You fire. Very good. Okay, I don't know that. Ekdach. No, no. Kikdoyach means to burn. Kikdoyach, Eish, just like fire burns hamosim, objects which melt, meaning the intensity of the intensity of fire caused something to melt. Mayim tiva eish, water, bubbles, tiva means to bubble due to the intensity of fire. So the pasuk is repeating itself. This is what Hashem, Hashem, put, direct your fire against the nation of the world, and two things will happen. Number one, they'll bubble. They will boil, and number two, mayim tiva eish, water causes is tiva. Let's see the mitzvahs. Mayim, it's a hard expression. Mayim,
it's a reversal,
but that's the Gemara. The Gemara has in fact two different interpretations of how do we discuss. Is it a pshat that water adrab, it causes the fire loses its sense of security. The fire is burning very beautifully, and then you go and you spritz some water, it will cause the fire to flare. So it disturbs the tranquility of the fire. Mayim, water, tiv'esh. Yeah, fire. And then you spurt some water, and the fire no longer is peaceful. The fire all of a sudden flares up because there's some water which is disturbing. That's what the Pasuk is saying. If the nations of the world are considered to be wood or other material, then the fire should come along and completely obliterate them, melt them to nothing. And if the nations of the world are going to be considered fire, then water should come along and cause the fire to flare and to be disturbed. Let's see the mitzvot. Pasuk Aleph. In the past, you have destroyed our enemies like fire, like Eish Hamakdiach, like fire, Hamakdiach, that burns. The Serif is a Dover Hanomes and burns something which melts. Ad Hatachlis, until there's nothing left. Just like the heat of fire. Male Bemayim Rasichus, according to the Mitzudas, he's translating the words backwards. And he's saying this, he's saying that just like fire causes water to bubble, k'moy choy mo'esh male b'mayim resicha, heat ve'ababuos, and bubbles, u'moysefes v'hileches, and it continues to bubble, kein hoysafta li'aser es hatzarim, so too may you cause our enemies to suffer. Okay, so there are two different expressions here according to the Mitzudos. Number one, if our enemies are compared to wood or compared to some type of material which is combustible, then may the fire come along and destroy them and cause them to melt. Furthermore, Hashem, may you cause them to suffer. How will they suffer? Just like if there's some moisture and fire is applied against that moisture, the moisture, the water, bubbles and ultimately evaporates, dissolves. So to the enemies here that are being compared to water, they should bubble and suffer and ultimately evaporate. So this second expression represents suffering. They shouldn't just be destroyed in a moment. They should suffer as they destroy. It's very interesting because in the Bracha of Olam Al Shinim, when we pray against our own fellow Jews who cause us to suffer, we don't wish that they should suffer. V'lam Al Shinim Alti Sikva, V'chol Harisha Kirega Toivet. In one moment. That's because we are directing in this tefillah of Olam Al Shinim against Jews. These are the Tzedokim, the Baitosim, renegade Jews. But against the Umos Ha'olam, according to the way the Mitzudas at least learns this pasuk, we want them to be destroyed, we want them to melt to nothing, but in the process, Mayim Tiva Esh, and which we translate backwards, the Esh should cause Tiva, the bubbling of the Mayim, which is a symbolic representation of Yisurim. Now what does Rashi say? What?
Signifies anger.
Fire is anger.
No, but bubbling.
Bubbling.
In other words, when someone's person bubbles up, it
shows... His anger. So when you cause them to get angry and they're suffering, okay, you have to understand what that means. How would it mean? Let's see here, Rashi. K'gudayach esh esadover hanimos milfanav chasher hamayim tiveh v'chasher hamayim tiveh esh. So according to Rashi, Rashi learns the opposite. Rashi learns that just like Mayim causes fire to be disturbed, Rashi learns the pasuk in order, not backwards. Kishatidin gacheles, when you take a gacheles, a coal, oy mateches, or hot metal, b'mayim, yale hamayim ababuos, kol ze asisa b'mitzrayim, v'yiborod, there was hail, v'esh mislakachas b'secha, there was fire burning within. So according to Rashi is saying that what's causing what to burn? Rashi is
In the hail, the
there was two things together,
and ice interacting
together. But here, which order is Rashi translating? Rashi Hamayim Tiveh Ha'esh. So Rashi is saying pretty much. Rashi is saying the same idea as the Mitzudos, but he's taking the words. He's trying to read the words in order. The Mayim causes the Mayim causes the fire to be disturbed. That's not what the Mitzudos said. It's the same idea. Rashi appears to be saying that there's suffering taking place, but the way we read the words are in the opposite order. Aval Yoinasam Tirgain, Yoinasam is a targim, Kigdoyach Eshamosim, Al Eliyahu Bahara Carmel, Merish Nemaboy Gam Hamai Mashabit Allah, Lichecha, the water inside of the Tola in the spring, the miracle happened, the Kalash Miracle, he sent down the fire, and the fire came down and burnt the par. Eliyahu told the people, the Ovdei Habal, to bring for themselves an offering, and they prayed, and nothing happened. But when Eliyahu called out the Kadosh Baruch Hu, fire came down from heaven. Not only did the fire consume the offering, it also consumed all of the water that was in the spring below. And so here, Gam HaMayim HaShebetola Lichecha, it evaporated. So kigdoyach. So that's how, I guess that's how he interprets this. It's a reference to that event, but that is going back in the past. That's he's referring to what has happened in the past. Just like in the past, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there was a divine revelation. Kigdoyach esh hamasim mayim to the esh. Let's conclude the pasuk. Lehoidia shimcha litzarecha, to make your name known to your enemies. Miponecha, before you, goyim yirgazu, nations were terrified. So according to the Targum of Uziel, Yeshaya here is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshaya is asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to repeat what he has done in the past. Yeshaya lived much after Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, much after. And Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, he's saying, just like in the past, so that's why the Chof here fits very well. Kikdoyach, just like in the past, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you sent down a fire from heaven, and it consumed the offering, and it consumed the wood that was soaked with water, and it consumed all of the wood that was in the pool. Kikdoyach esh hamasim, the fire from heaven came down and caused everything to melt. Mayim tiveh esh, the water in the brecha that was below was also tiveh. Tiveh here means was scorched, evaporated, was evaporated due to the fire. When did you do this? Hashem, you did this lehodiyah shimcha litzarecha, to make your name known, to show that the Baal is sheker and Hashem is the only true God. Miponecha goyim yirgazu, and before you all the nations were terrified, they saw at that moment in time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS, may you do this. So the implied continuation is, may you do the same thing for Klal Yisrael in the future. Now there is one little short word and we'll stop. Mayim tiv'esh, the first letters of these three words are emes, backwards. Mayim is mem, tiv is tav, and aleph is aleph. So it's, and that's, I'm sorry, it's not in order. It's, but the first three letters of these three words spell emes, not in order. And the darshanim say mayim in Chazal always refers to the midah of rachamim, and esh. Why rachamim? Because mayim represents Torah, and Torah represents humility. Mayim always descends to the lowest level. Hoy kol tzomi luchu l'mayim. Eish represents fire, represents midas hadin. So mayim tive eish, rachamim can overcome water, can cause fire to be. Tive in this context means to be disturbed. Tive means to bubble. In this context, again, there are two different approaches. Well, what's doing what to what? Is the Eish overcoming? Two things are really happening. It's just a matter of perspective. And that's what you see from Rashi and Mitzvah very carefully. It's a matter of perspective. There are two things happening. There is a battle between Mayim and Eish. If you have a lot of water, the fire is extinguished. If you have a lot of fire, the water is going to evaporate. But let's say you have something in the middle. Right. So there is a disturbance. Is it the pshat that the water is disturbed? The water bubbles and the water evaporates? Or is it that the fire is disturbed? You sprinkle a little water. The water doesn't care. The water will evaporate. But in the meantime, the water caused the fire disturbance. It flares. It's uncomfortable. It's not natural anymore. So that all depends. So according to the Drush, it's the water that's overcoming the Eish. Because Tiv is Lashon Hifel. Mayim, it's the water that's causing the Eish to be disturbed, to flutter, to bubble. And what is Mayim? Mayim is Rachamim. Eish is Din. We always want Rachamim to overcome Din. How? The secret is, you have over here three letters, Aleph, Mem, Tav, Emes. If a person is an Ish Emes, Emes also refers to Torah, Emes Kenevi Al Timkar, a person is honest, a person is full of integrity, then he can be guaranteed that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Rachamim, then Rachamim will overcome the din of the midah of din. Okay, so we'll stop here with Pasuk Beis.